success. Johnson & Johnson has started testing its COVID-19 vaccine on adolescents beginning with those ages 16 and 17. The teens will be added to an ongoing study of the vaccine in adults that began last September. After initial data from the older teens is reviewed, the trial will then expand to add adolescents age 12 to 15. Wall Street is closed for good Friday. Trading resumes on Monday. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here we go again. Our late season cool snap continues. In fact, tonight will be very cold with clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 34 with more patchy frost. Tomorrow, not quite as cool as today, with a high temperature in the upper 60s, more sunshine, that's still well below normal. Easter Sunday looking just about perfect. High temperature up to about 74 with lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It starts with a story about a Boston preacher named S.D. Gordon. Dr. Gordon placed a beat-up, bent, rusted old birdcage beside his pulpit and told the story about that birdcage. He said an unkempt, unwashed little lad about age 10 was coming up the alley swinging this old caved-in bird cage with several tiny birds shivering on the floor of it. The compassionate Dr. Gordon asked where did the boy get the birds. The lad said he had trapped them. What was he going to do with them? The preacher asked. The boy said, I'm going to play with them, have fun with them. The preacher said, sooner or later, lad, you're going to get tired of that. And then what are you going to do with them? And the lad said, well, I have some cats at home. They like birds. I'll feed them to my cats. Dr. Gordon said, son, how much do you want for the birds? The boy, surprised, hesitated. And then he said, mister, you don't want to buy these birds. They're just plain old field birds. They can't even sing, and they're ugly. Just tell me. $2? To his surprise, Dr. Gordon reached into his pocket and handed the lad $2 bills. And the preacher took the cage, and the boy in a wink had disappeared down the alley. In a sheltered crevice between buildings, Dr. Gordon opened the door of the cage, and tapping on the rusty exterior, he encouraged the little birds one at a time to find their way out through the narrow door and fly away. Thus, having accounted for the empty cage beside his pulpit, the preacher went on to tell what seemed at first like a separate story about how once upon a time Jesus and the devil had engaged in a negotiation. Satan had boasted how he had baited a trap in Eden's garden. He had baited a trap, and he'd caught himself a world full of people. What are you going to do with all those people in your cage? Jesus wanted to know. The devil said, I'm going to play with them, tease them, make them marry and divorce and fight and kill one another. I'm going to teach them to throw bombs at each other. I'm going to have fun with them. And Jesus had said, you can't have fun with them forever. When you get tired of playing, then what are you going to do with them? And Satan had said, damn them. They're no good anyway. Damn them. Kill them. Jesus said, how much do you want for them? Satan said, you can't be serious. If I sell them to you, they'll just spit on you. They'll hate you. They'll hit you and hammer nails into you. They're no good. Jesus said, how much? Satan said, all of your tears and all of your blood. That is the price. And Jesus took the cage and paid the price and opened the door.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
I'm so pissed off right now, I can't see straight. Give me a minute. It's happening.
And here they are.
Two words for Major League Baseball.
Screw you!
Today is the day the music died. Major League Baseball and that peckerhead Rob Manfred, commissioner, caving into the whiny-ass little bitches on the left, is moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta because of the voter integrity law that was passed there. If they had decided to move the game out of Georgia because, hey, we know you cheated, you threw the election, we saw the videotapes of cases of ballots after you tossed out the poll watchers, I would support that. Who's running this country? They have sucked the joy out of everything. I am heartbroken. I am. I don't care. I just cannot care anymore. On top of that, today, those of you who listen know there's a show on MLB Network I watch religiously, High Heat with Christopher Russo. Crazy guy. And that show is now woke because they put a woman on with him. They fired his male sidekick about 4 or 5 weeks ago. I thought it was a budget-cutting thing. So I guess we all forgot about Bruce Shine, and now we have Alana Rizzo. And in my opinion, his show didn't need the feminine touch. He's not a former player. He's the guy who talks like a fan does. And he gets all wound up on certain things, not all the time. He's high energy. But we can't have that now. We've got to have this. And believe me, I don't object. One of my favorite baseball broadcasters is Susie Waldman with the Yankees. She's very good in her partnership with John Sterling. So it's not that. They ruined this show. I watched it today and I wanted to puke. And then an hour later, I get this glorious news that baseball is going to pander to the lowest common denominator in our society, the left-wing rage mob, because rather than deal with their protests and God knows what they threaten, no, we're going to have, you know, thousands of people out at the ball game, at the All-Star game, and we're going to raise all kinds of hell. And like Coca-Cola and every other Atlanta-based company, that pissant CEO from Delta Airlines, well, we don't really want that to spoil our event. I can't begin. Baseball, first of all, doesn't need to be engaged in politics. They've got enough issues in trying to keep that game relevant in America. But what they did today was raise a big, fat middle finger to a huge, I've seen the polling on this issue. They have raised a big, fat middle finger, a big F-U on this Good Friday to a huge contingency of baseball fans. And they're going to pay. They are going to pay. I'm already seeing it on my Facebook thread. Who cares? You know what? I can't. I just can't. I don't care. It was bad enough after cities are burning across the country under the righteousness of BLM that we had to watch that. The millions of dollars in damage caused in the name of a guy who couldn't stay out of trouble with the cops. Okay. And was had OD'd on fentanyl. The media doesn't want to tell you. The media in this country is wretched. It's reprehensible. It's pathetic. So I don't know what to do. I guess there's nothing left for us after this. I honestly am sick to my stomach by this decision by baseball. They don't care. Because this isn't about voter integrity. Once again, as we have discussed, this is about making a percentage of our fellow citizens look pathetic because they can't produce a G-forking driver's license to say, yeah, this is me and I'm voting. Too much to ask. And not a court had the nuts, including the Supremes, to, hey, you know, those videos do look odd. Why are they pulling boxes of what appear to be ballots out from under the table in the middle of the night after they've dismissed the poll watchers over a fake plumbing issue? This is not America anymore. It's not. Don't kid yourselves. It's just not. We're being ruled by a man in the White House who on his best day before he started getting onset dementia was a horrible senator, a look, Hunter, his son today said, well, you know, I don't know. There might have been some stuff with China on that laptop. That might have been mine. Oh, my God. And what the issue with that is kids do things. It's just that we all know that if any of Trump's kid had had that laptop, that would have they would have had it downloaded and totally exposed by now. On every major media outlet, everything that could have damaged the Trump would have been known by now. And this idiot, the guy who put more black people in prison than any senator in the last 50 years, he's let's give him a pass. I've never, in all the years I've been doing this, have ever wanted to drop F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb over all of this. Because the All-Star game and moving that from Atlanta because baseball is run by a pissant coward. Millionaires. Millionaires by the hundreds in that game. And they're busy thinking about the less fortunate. Timing on this was not good. It just wasn't good for me today at all. Because I'm despondent. I'll be totally 24 karat honest with you. I am despondent. I'm sickened. I'm angry. I'm disgusted. Somebody grab me a feeling chart and I'll run down the rest of them. I don't even want to do the show. To be honest with you, I'd just rather go home. Because I'm afraid I'm going to lose it this afternoon. I've had it. I've really had it. All right. Our first caller is Bobby at 272-9228.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, I've already stopped watching pro ball. Didn't watch much of Alabama this year. I've been pulling for Alabama since I was 5 years old. Been listening to them on radio. And if they start paying players, I will not watch any college ball. But I think it's the people my age, maybe a little younger, a little older, that let this nation get in this shape. But now we got to count on our middle-aged folks to take care of it, because my age of folks have got a little too much up in age. But I just wanted to spit that out.
I'd appreciate the call. Thanks for calling. It is 19 minutes after 3 o'clock. If the last year has hurt you financially, if it's put stresses on your marriage that may or may not be solvable, let me recommend a call to two people who can consult you and help you see your way clear. Because before you can even make a reasonable decision about continuing in a marriage, you've got to know what's at risk. Sometimes that's enough to help you take a step back and say, wait a minute. This is getting the best of me. That consultation with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson can be had at 819-4810. They specialize in representing men. However, I would urge any woman who's contemplating a divorce or anybody, male or female, who's been hit with some type of custody action, ambushed by that, those things come out of left field, reach out to people who not only know the law, but will give you that sense of advocacy that you need in those circumstances. You've got to know, you're not just paying somebody a fee to do something, that they are in your corner. We got this. It's really important. 819-4810, divorceformenalabama.com to read the testimonials for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing has openings for seasoned HVAC technicians who want to join a team that functions in a team environment and considers itself family. We want smiling faces and positive attitudes. We offer competitive salaries, a full benefits package, including a retirement plan, paid vacation, paid holidays, personal days, and a health insurance program. We value our team members as much as we value our clients. If you want to join a team whose company values and company culture reflect a desirable working environment, stop by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing to apply. 521 Oliver Road in Montgomery.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right. It's, I'm calling it the day the music died. Baseball, just the tip of many icebergs. I'm sick of hearing about Delta and Coca-Cola. They're all so busy kissing left-wing ass. I can't, you know. I don't know if I want to drink Diet Coke. I'm never going to fly again, so I don't have to worry about boycotting Delta because they've sucked the joy out of flying, too. What else can they ruin? I wouldn't be surprised if they're behind the traffic mess on I-65 north to Prattville.
Yeah, from the interchange all the way up to Prattville, there are also two accidents between Cobbs Ford Road and Montgomery, so...
I don't know what's in the air today, if people have their heads up their butts or what, but I saw there was an accident on Atlanta Highway west of Taylor Road that had it way back. I went to get vaccinated at Adams Drugs right up the street here at Perry Hills. And my buddy Jim Smith and nice people over there. That's a place I love and was there when they had their grand opening. A bunch, probably more years ago than I realized. And they have, you can get the number to find out. They're doing vaccination clinics a couple days a week. I'll tell you this. The distribution in the state of Alabama has sucked. It's been pathetic. In Florida, you can go almost anywhere. You can get a vaccination out of a freaking vending machine down there. But here, we got to wait in 5 mile long lines and shopping center parking lots and all kinds of crap like that. Who is running that show? And I did my homework on this. This was not a decision I rushed into by any means, nor was it a decision I made involuntarily. I got the Moderna. So I got to go back on the 30th. And they tell you that, you know, it's the second jab that where you may have some fatigue or a low-grade fever temporarily, you know, some symptoms. I'm not worried about it. I've lived through more crap, survived more things. But my heart's broken this afternoon. I know this seems like where are your values? You're worried about a silly sport that not that many people care about. What it is now they have succeeded in co-opting entertainment, that we have to be given messages from the people that are supposed to make us laugh, smile, or appreciate their great vocal talents or whatever it is. Hold the lecture. But that cat's out of the bag now. And they're going to do this every single place they can. Why? Because it works every time they try it. They are a mob. They are a horrible, ill-intended group. They want to destroy this country. And what better way than to take the national pastime and put them in your pocket like they did today? I'm just disgusted. The season I wait all winter to enjoy and waited an extra 4 months for last year. Is over for me. It's not going to be the same. I cannot. Oh, just look past it. It's only a game. No, it's not about a game. It's about caving in to a mob that will never be pleased. So you did this, baseball. When are they going to ask you to write the big check to show your support for their activism? Hello. Which is nothing more than highway robbery through politics. Yes. Bullying. You know, nobody wants to ask any questions. BLM raised billions of dollars last year off George Floyd. By the way, the details in that trial are not looking good for Officer Chauvin. I'm just being honest. I'm getting that information from Greg Jarrett and other people that I trust.
Do you want to go on here?
But yeah, because everybody wants everything to be better. We don't want anybody. We want all lives to matter. You're not allowed to say that, though, because that cheapens what BLM is alleged to stand for. So when the season did start last year, that's the first thing I got to see is a monument to a career criminal and drug addict. World is upside down, friends. It is upside down, and there aren't too many forces I can think of that are going to reverse the direction. And we have a real moron in the White House. And he's the one, Biden called for this. He told baseball they should take the game out of Georgia, and they did. It's funny, if Donald Trump had said, take the game out of Georgia because whatever, for something else, they would have laughed at him. But not when it's a Democrat, because they know they will get you. They will get you. They've got control now. They'll pass. You know what baseball is most scared of, more than anything else, political or otherwise? They have an exemption, an antitrust exemption granted by the Supreme Court in 1922, I think was the year. So they enjoy protection as a group, as a league, two leagues under the, you know, banner of MLB. I would be surprised if some MF-er from Biden's administration called Peckerhead Rob Manfred, and I'm being kind, what I'd like to call him is Mother Effing Peckerhead, and said, if you don't pull that game out of Atlanta, we're going to suggest that Congress look into removing your antitrust exemption, which would cost them billions. They wouldn't be able to pay a good shortstop like Francisco Lindor $341 million over 10 years if they lost that exemption. That's what they're protecting. They could care less about voters in Georgia. Trust me, that decision today was MLB looking out for itself under threat from somebody high up in the Biden administration. That's the way they play. They play to win, unlike the Yankees. At least I won't have to worry about getting pissed off by them. All right, Red Top, thanks for the call. It's going to be get to the point where Baumhauer should just start showing movies and TV shows. Run Andy Griffith. We'll have Andy Griffith night over there.
It'll be Wednesday nights.
Yeah. And I will be back a week from Wednesday. And we're in our, hopefully, final week. Do you think a year ago that we would still be dealing with masks and all this stuff? And today, not once but twice, I had to run back to the car because I forgot something that I needed to go somewhere. If you had told us this a year ago, we would have been foaming at the mouth. No, I don't want to do that. But you know what happens over time? They wear you down. The government wears you down. to the point where when you lose your freedom, you're too tired to even care. I care. And what happened today with baseball to me is a gut punch, a reality check. This has nothing to do with voting rights. Somebody threatened MLB, and they took the bait and swallowed it. Hey, Chad.
Democrats and leftists ruin everything because they make everything political.
Yep.
And they make you take a position on everything. And I just want Major League Baseball to remember that when nobody shows up for their damn game.
I hope, man. I you know, I can't speak. You know, New Yorkers are so brain dead. They'll show up to and pay the $150 a ticket to see the Yankees.
There's a lot of baseball being played in red states, and I guarantee you that if MLB offers the All-Star game to Florida, DeSantis is not going to take it.
I agree with you, and I hope, in fact, maybe they know better than to try that, but you're right. DeSantis would tell them to shove the All-Star game.
This is important. Republican governors need to take a stand on this.
Yes, they do.
They need to tell these corporations, and I'm glad that Georgia basically said, okay, Delta, you don't get a fuel tax credit anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see that? Good for the legislature there. Yeah. They weren't going to run in and change the law back so everybody would be happy.
Yeah. Any of you other SOB corporations want to bend over to the left, you go right ahead, but not get tax credits for much. You know?
But this
go
is,
back to California and go back to New York.
This is how the commies have achieved power in America.
But you know what, Greg? We got to play that. We got to play fire with fire.
Yeah.
You know, there's more Republicans watching baseball and football, especially college ball, than there are Democrats.
Oh, I know that. I know that. In fact, I saw a survey the other day on sports, and a big percentage of baseball fans tend to lean Republican or conservative.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
So they have bit the hand that feeds them big time.
Well, you know, and I got to tell you, I don't understand why corporations who sell products they ought to take this stand. We don't do political stuff. We sell things.
Yeah.
Right?
We
so
entertain.
Now I want to know this. Is Major League Baseball, which still plays games down in Cuba for exhibition, are they now going to boycott Cuba? Because we know how great their voting laws are.
Hey, why not just move it to Havana? Move the game to Havana.
How about China? How about MLB's contact with the
Major League Baseball's All-Star game will be played in Beijing this year. Well, they may as well. It's going to end up there anyway.
Right. How do they like the voting rights of Hong Kong people? You know, people.
They don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't. They don't. They don't apply these rules except against conservatives.
Yes, that's it.
And what we need to tell them is fine. You want to pull a game out of Georgia because they want to have voter ID and they don't want to have this mail-in ballot crap for any reason. That's fine. You go right ahead and do that. Take your business with you, right? And I got to tell you right now, Atlanta's paying for a big stadium. Spent $1 billion on that new stadium.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that was a huge project. And I think, you know, and of course, you know, the Braves, like, we were disappointed with MLB. They better be more than disappointed. Because guess what? This is the irony of it. Atlanta is who elected the Democrats to the Senate. And now they shot themselves in the foot.
Yep.
Right? So it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, they're gonna cancel culture, everything to death. You know, next thing you know, they'll sell Baumhauer since he's going to do movie night. It's got to be Robert De Niro movie. You know? Yeah. I'm sorry. It's not
I can't watch anything with Robert De Niro.
Hey, you can't play Peter Pan. I mean, Disney's already said, you know, because you got Tiger Lily on there, that's insulting. Or I was watching last night something. It was a Mel Blanc thing, and they had Speedy Gonzalez character. It's not racist. It's actually very complimentary of Hispanic. You know, it doesn't portray. It's a cartoon, people. It's a cartoon, right? I mean. This is the problem. The hard left, which has taken over the party, and of course the president's part of that because he pushed for the boycott. He pushed a private organization to boycott.
Yep.
He did it. He used the power of the presidency to do that. And I got to tell you, I think there might be a lawsuit in that.
I can't wait to find out how people plan to protest this so I can participate.
Well, it's pretty easy for me. I turned the knob, turn it off. And I've got a lot of friends. Look, I grew up with Hank Aaron. You know that.
Getting this news an hour after my favorite show was ruined because they had to go woke.
I know. Well, you know, if they're going to go woke, they're going to go broke. Look what it did to the NBA. Look what it did to the NFL. You know? They are absolutely reeling after doing all that crap. I mean, it's the reason why most musicians don't tell their politics, because green is the, you know, they want to have people come to their concert, right? Generally,
yeah.
You become Dick. Hey, whatever happened to Dixie Chicks?
Oh, I think they're the. I don't even know if they're the Chicks anymore. I think they're just called the, because Dixie was, that's racist.
Yeah. The
Chicks is anti-woman, so I don't know what
their
name is.
By the way, I do have a request.
What's the new name of the Dixie Chicks?
Rectum.
Yeah, they wrecked themselves.
I want you to play I Am a Peep.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That is just hilarious, especially since I grew up on
Yeah,
Peep.
We are going to play requests, but you know what? Don't call and ask. For the first baseball game.
Yeah, we can rant about baseball, and then let's have a light day. It is Good Friday. It's already a heavy day with being Good Friday.
Well, I mean, I feel better already. I did get vaccinated today.
Oh, good. Excellent. But you need to still wear your mask before you get about you, because vaccines don't do anything.
You know what?
Thanks for the reminder.
Dr. Fauci can take my mask and jam it up his ass. How about that?
No. Now you need a
and
triple mask.
Fart it out at a baseball game.
Y'all have a happy Easter.
You too, Chad.
Thanks, Chad.
I should just play that over and over for the rest of the afternoon. It'll keep me from ruining my career by doing something intemperate.
There's another Peep one, isn't there, Greg, that I've heard?
Yeah.
It's cute,
the Carrie Underwood parody, Before You Peep, or something like
it's
that.
It's cute.
Yeah, I'll take a peep out of the system at my earliest convenience.
All right.
You know, it's funny. I've changed over time. There are Easter bits in the system that I will no longer play because they just don't seem appropriate. And it's not because I'm woke or because I'm anti, you know, comedy or anything like that. And I look back at them, and in some instances I feel bad that I played them. But, you know, isn't that kind of how life goes?
Yes.
That you...
We grow.
Try to grow, move on from where you were.
We gain knowledge.
Well, it's going in reverse in a whole wide range of people. I'd like to talk about a gentleman that joined our show this week, and we so appreciate him. He's a great guy. Absolutely great guy. Yes, it's important if you're contemplating bankruptcy or financial reorganization to have somebody who knows that law. And with Chuck Granger, there's no question about that. His pedigree, legal advisor to the Alabama Public Service Commission, assistant attorney general, and general counsel to the Alabama Secretary of State, and is a practice in law and bankruptcy law. So that's there. That's as solid as it gets. But he's a great guy. And you know what? I've had to use the bankruptcy system twice in my life. First was a total, second was a reorganized. What it did was stop the phone ringing with horrible people, yelling at me because I'm a loser and I can't pay my bills and all this stuff, as if I didn't feel that way already. You need to set aside ego and shame and use the system to your advantage, and that's what Chuck can help you do. You know, his website, which is GrangerLegal.com, Granger is spelled G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. They've got a little mechanism on the website where you can do a consultation without actually having a conversation. It's very helpful. But if you have to go through something like this, you're really with a super individual. Call them at 260-0500, or again, learn more about how this can help you turn your life around, take the pressure off, and move forward and get back into a life of solvency at GrangerLegal.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to Weedman.com for a free quote.
Skywatch traffic. Well, if you're heading out on I-65 northbound, you're in for quite a treat this afternoon. We've got an accident right before the 143 off-ramp in Millbrook that's got traffic backed up to the Alabama River Bridge. Beyond that, we've had multiple accidents earlier this afternoon that have traffic just really thick all the way up to Birmingham. You're in for a slow go if you're traveling 65 northbound this afternoon. In Montgomery, all the other accidents taking care of themselves, and we're back to mostly moderate traffic around the boulevard. Taylor Road is busy, and Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown. We'll keep you posted on traffic this afternoon. Invisible Fence also sells and installs doggy doors. Some even have security systems only allowing your pet inside. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Alabama will expand the vaccine eligibility to everyone 16 and older next week. Governor Ivey says the new rule will take effect on Monday. She made the announcement Friday in Camden while touring a National Guard mobile vaccine clinic in Wilcox County. More than 1.1 million people have received at least one vaccine dose in Alabama. More than 660,000 are fully vaccinated. A death investigation is underway in Tuskegee after human remains were found Thursday. Police say the remains were found in the area of Alabama Avenue and Avenue B. Police have not released an identity or cause of death at this time. Selma police say two juveniles are behind bars after a shooting inside Selma High School Thursday. The school was placed on lockdown for about 45 minutes following a fight and a gunshot inside the building. The Dallas County District Attorney says there were no critical injuries in the incident. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Here we go again. Our late season cool snap continues. In fact, tonight will be very cold with clear skies. Overnight low temperature down to about 34 with more patchy frost. Tomorrow, not quite as cool as today with a high temperature in the upper 60s, more sunshine. That's still well below normal. Easter Sunday looking just about perfect. High temperature up to about 74 with lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter. Did you? Because I think...
Yeah,
you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think... I don't know, people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it, who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. So, Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
You know, it's a bad day when you're listening to that to cheer yourself up. From a friend. Major League Baseball removes the All-Star Game from Atlanta due to political stuff. To me, that's the end, the final straw, the nail in the coffin for my lifelong love of Major League Baseball. I was excited about seeing a Braves game this year. But MLB will not get one more dollar and no more of my lifelong attention. D-O-N-E. It breaks my heart to see that. But that's exactly how I feel. Exactly how I feel. Not one. This is a doubleheader for me today. First, the All-Star game was the second thing. Baseball had to show how woke they are by taking my favorite show on the MLB Network, High Heat, which wakes me up out of a stupor after a nap every day at 11 or 12, whenever it runs. And they had to put a woman on there. In fact, they're doing this in a number of broadcasts, baseball teams individually, and not because, wow, this person's so... We have to do this because we don't want the left up our ass and on our backs about, well, you know, this is discriminatory. You're anti-women. And again... I'm a big Susie Wallman fan. And where the hell's Heidi Watney? The best thing about baseball coming back is watching a show called Quick Pitch, which has highlights from all the games and hosted by Heidi Watney, and she's fantastic. There's a couple others there that are pretty good, but Heidi is fantastic. So I'm not anti-women in baseball. I am anti-anything being pushed into something because... they want to make a statement rather than consider the quality of the show. Of course, that's how I got Rosie, too. Kidding. Jim?
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I'm done with them. I was already borderline, but now that's just it. That's it. I guess you saw on there the breaking news now, you know, it's funny. This guy that they over there at the White House that they killed. They're still calling him the suspect. But you kill the suspect. He's not the suspect. He's the guy that did it.
Yeah.
You don't kill the guy and then call him a suspect. But he's the African American member of the Nation of Islam.
Have you heard that yet? Is that so? Well, we're not going to hear much.
Oh yeah.
That'll be out on the news by prime time tonight, my friend. That'll be the end of that.
Yeah.
If it was somebody with a MAGA hat. We would never hear the end of it. They would run 24/7 with a guy in a MAGA hat, black or white, but not a terrorist.
Yeah, that'll be
BS. More crap. Garbage.
That messed up their narrative right there. You know.
That's all we get today is a narrative. Anything that doesn't fit, it just goes away if it doesn't fit. I hate this. I just absolutely hate this. I despise it with every fiber of my being, and I'm up to here with it. Oh, yeah, there you go. Capitol Hill killer is black Muslim. Louis Farrakhan supporter identified as 25-year-old. No agree.
I'm sorry.
How do you like that? But we're not supposed to mention his race or anything else.
Yeah, well, you know good and well if it was the other way around, that's all it'd be.
Of course I know that. I just said that.
They'll bury it. That Newsmax, you know, they brought it out, so not even Fox has said anything yet, so, you know.
All right, I appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks. Have a great Easter. Okay. Right. Let's have a great Easter. Randall.
Yeah, it's a happy Friday. I know it's something that you love and something that you care dear about. And even Joey, it's one of his little niches, you know.
This is the thread that connects me to being a little boy.
Yeah.
And Major League Baseball came along today with a big old scissors and snipped it.
I'm pissed. But what this might make you smile, it might not, but think about this, how they did NFL, how all the viewership is about to drop. So that means in 2 years when they start doing this, they're going to bury the TV and say, well, y'all ain't got no viewers. And we can't pay these bonuses instead of $20 million.
I hope the damn league goes bankrupt. How's that? Yeah, Let's just hope. They'll all have to call Chuck Granger and say, I need your help. Thanks for the call, Randall. T-Spear.
Hey there. What you're going to have... Well, I quit watching Major League Baseball quite a few years ago, very similar to the reasoning with you. And the only time I get to go and watch, which is a game that I learned to appreciate watching my son play, is when I go and watch him play with the adult league in Charleston, South Carolina. And the people of Montgomery need to get together in these other large cities. If you still want to have baseball, there's a way to do it. You adults form adult leagues. It would be great to have a Patriot League there in Montgomery so that people could go and watch. Go watch your college games. More importantly, if you really want to watch a fun baseball game, go watch Little League, especially the beginning of those games, because they can be so hilarious with those kids that are getting into learning how to play together and learning a good sport. But I certainly agree with your feeling on no longer watching any of the professional sports. This has just basically ended it for me as well.
Thank you for the call, T-Spear. Appreciate it. We're getting busy here on the phone. Chris?
Hey, guys. I was going to tell you, I called. Major League Baseball actually has a phone number, folks.
Oh, do you have it? Can I have it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hold on a second, Greg. It is everybody out there. It's 1-866-800-1275.
That's the office in New York?
866-800-1275. I talked to a lady. I pushed zero, talked to her. I just told her. I said, you know, I've been coaching baseball for years, and you've just absolutely destroyed the sport I love.
What were you told?
And I told her, I said, you know, the state of Delaware has more stringent voting laws than the state of Georgia does. You know, Joe Biden's state has more stringent voting laws than the state of Georgia.
All this, you know? This whole thing about the new Georgia law is a total lie. And they invoke their favorite old bullcrap like Jim Crow. We're going back to they're nuts. They're out of their effing minds. I can't take it.
Well, I suggest people call. I mean, this woman, that's the one thing. When you call people, you got to be nice. Kill them with kindness. Tell them what you feel. Don't cuss them out. But just tell them. You know, I would say a lot of conservative people are lovers of baseball. I love coaching it. It's a special thing. It's like the lady said earlier. It's great to see little kids get better, and they're poisoning every foundation in this country. And we're getting down. I mean, just think about it this way, Greg. We're getting down to where going to the bathroom is a political event. I mean, I'm serious. This is the demonic side of the left. They destroy. They're destroyers. They destroy everything. They see, and they're taking the joy out of you today. Here it is, Good Friday. Absolutely gorgeous day, and they're sucking the joy out of you.
Yes, they are.
And this is what they do. They're demonic.
Like I said, it's a doubleheader. They ruin my favorite show to show how woke they are, and then they take the game out of Atlanta because they don't have the backbone to stand up and say, we're not going to allow our product to be politicized. But all the companies are cowards in that regard.
They are. Well, because you know what? They do that because they're global companies. They're all over the world. They'll bow to, you know, the Marxist over in China. It's all about the dollar. They're not made in the USA, you know, all this stuff. They don't care about that anymore. That's dead and gone.
Yep.
You know, and when, hopefully the saying goes, go woke, go broke. These yep. people need to go broke. And I hate to know that people are going to lose their jobs. I mean, the people over in Atlanta that have that beautiful battery. That
I can't wait till some of these whiny-ass players can't catch their $30 million paydays. We can't pay it. We have no customers, and we have no TV ratings.
That's right. Yeah. So I'd say call them. Call them up. Tell them what you think. You can't stay silent. I mean, you know, silent is weakness. And if you just take it and go on the next thing, they're going to take everything from you. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're steadily destroying not only this country, but this country's soul, one item at a time. And we got to put a stop to it. And you got to use your voice. You cannot cower in fear anymore. And the first thing you do, call MLB and say, hey, I'm not going to buy your product anymore. Son, I know you want that Braves cap or that. I'm not buying it for you. I'm not going to put money in these people's hands. And that's where you get them. You get them in the pocketbook.
That's the only way. You are so right. You are so right. If I had the capability, Chris, I would just replay your comments for the rest of the afternoon. Thank you.
Well, you take care. Thank you.
Thanks,
I also
Chris.
Posted that story about the black Muslim cop killer in Washington today. You know that the networks were salivating, hoping this would be a disgruntled Trump supporter, white, MAGA hat wearing, oh, the very person we hate. Oops. Twice in a week now, because the Boulder, Colorado killer didn't fit your narrative either. This will disappear from the news. Make a game out of it. Watch how fast. See if they even put it number one on the evening news tonight on one of the commie networks. Sick. Just sick. Frankie, I need you to wait just a minute.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599. If you think the only job at a radio station is in front of a microphone, you're missing a shot at a great career. Broadcasting offers exciting jobs in many areas, including advertising, sales, promotions, news, engineering, and more. Learn about these opportunities during the Alabama Broadcasters Association Virtual Job Fair, April 5th through April 9th at broadcastersvirtualjobfair.com. Find information about broadcast careers and apply online. Minorities and women are strongly encouraged to visit us. It's the Alabama Broadcasters Association Job Fair. Visit broadcastersvirtualjobfair.com.
Today is April 2nd, National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where he at? Where he at? Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Happy Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
I could celebrate that.
That's every day for
Hi,
me.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for...
Oh, I'm sorry, Rich. I stepped all over you. Hang on a minute. I promised Frankie I would take his call. Yes.
Hey, what's going on?
Well,
hey, you can't be talking about no damn peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Don't you remember that's racist? That was last year.
Oh, really?
You need to go to one of those re-education camps on PBJ Day.
Was that a thing? Because I wouldn't be surprised.
You don't remember that? They said the schools that peanut butter and jelly sandwiches were racist.
Well,
look it up.
What was the thing today that came out as Band-Aids this week? Where those are racist. Everything is racist. It's all racist.
Yeah, because they don't come in all different colors.
Racists are racist.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. It's our own damn fault for letting this happen. When we laughed and thought it was funny when the government told us how much our toilets could flush, we just laughed about it and thought it was funny. But they took that as a thumbs up to, well, we can do whatever the hell we want.